Sports Day for Kia.
The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo SA. For energy from an Australian-owned company, switch to Lumo SA today. And OTR. Get a delicious crispy cream violet crumble donut at OTR.
Yeah, good evening, Malcolm Blight and David Wilde, Sports Day SA. Got a chance to win a Super Sprint VIP experience. T's and C's apply. 822-3000. OTR is giving you and three friends that chance. So just give us a call and that'd be fantastic, wouldn't it, to try out the Super Sprint experience. And a hot topic for Polaris, Polaris Off-Road Australia. Follow on Instagram today. Did you know Polaris has sold over 75,000 off-road vehicles in Australia? Well, the hot topic is, how hard was golf today at Tea Tree Gully? I played. It was the strongest winds I've ever experienced. I think 27 points was about the average. Malcolm, really tough. You'd have been okay. You manipulate the ball a bit left and right, but boy, oh boy. You could hardly stand up over a putt. That's how hard it was today. You could hardly stand up.
Yeah, it was windy, but I was actually doing something that I really quite enjoyed today. David, you could have come out with me. I went out to the new store, the OTR, at 591 Grand Junction Road, Jepps Cross.
Flipping hamburgers.
And yeah, I was doing some Hungry Gack stuff, and also I was giving away Krispy Kremes. And I must say, there were some people came through the drive, and I served them and gave them a bonus for the opening. It was fantastic for the OTR people and for Hungry Jacks and for Krispy Kremes. And I got one too, a Krispy Kreme. It was very nice. And I had Hungry back.
Had I come down to see, could I filled my boots?
And yes, you could have. Yeah, you could have. It's a magnificent store. Yeah. Seriously, seriously. This is a new range they're doing, OTR, and it's just brilliant, the store. So I really enjoyed it, and a lot of people said hello, and a couple had heard us say last night about coming out this.
I heard best opening day ever.
Ever.
That's on the grapevine, you know, how things get up to. Well, hey, can we just quickly pay a tribute to Justin Westhoff?
Certainly.
He's announced his retirement.
Yep.
Does he get a farewell game? We haven't got the Port teams. They play on Monday. And I'd like to know the Port fans. What do you think of Justin Westhoff? He's been one of my favourite players. He's been a very good player in showdowns, which I think is a good test. And he's missed a fix it, really, isn't he? He's a forward pocket. He's a back pocket. He's a ruckman. He goes on the wing.
Apparently, there was somebody that played years ago that was given the name Utility. And he reminds me of that person a bit.
Not in Blight.
Apparently. No, I did. I sort of got this. Because I did. I played a bit like Justin.
You played everywhere. Full back, full forward, ruck rover.
Yeah, anyway.
I get the feeling, though, that I've got a bigger opinion of Justin than perhaps the way you see him. I know you like him. You said anyone that can play 200 games is wonderful. He's played 280, 313 goals.
2 or 3% or something. Yeah. Like 2 or 3%. Yeah, it's a marvellous effort. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I don't know. Could he have made a permanent fullback, centre half forward, full forward? And that's my question. Could he have?
Well, perhaps. I think Port Adelaide have used him in the Mr. Fix-It position. He played in that 07 grand final. That was his first year. I think he stood Matthew Scarlett, which would be horrible to stand. But hats off to Justin Westhoff. And as I said, one of my favourite players for Port Adelaide. And really, I heard Ken Hinckley say he's just selfless. Ken said he's a legend in the club because he puts everybody else before him.
Yeah.
And he said, look, I'm 33 going on 34. I don't know if I could do another year. I've got my kids at home growing up. So well done to Justin Westhoff.
That's fantastic. Congratulations. It's a great effort.
Would you give him a farewell game? Because McKenzie's out this week and Port will not finish outside one or two.
If that's the way it happened, I don't think it'd be a given game. It'd be an earned game because there's an injury. Otherwise, I wouldn't play him.
So Lena then could... You'd have Leonard ahead of Westhoff if
that's what it's going to be.
It's like for like.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Pretty much. No, it'd be interesting. I'll be fascinated to see the team. Yep.
Couple of how many players have Port Adelaide delisted for?
Yep. Buzzer.
Wiley Buzzer.
Didn't last long.
Joe Attlee.
Played three games. Tobin Cox and Riley Grundy didn't play. But we've got Troy on the line on Joe Attlee. Hi, Troy.
Yeah, hi. Well, he's in the news. I don't know if you heard it or not. They said young Frederick as well. I didn't know if that was right or not.
No, it hasn't been announced yet, if that's the case.
Only had four, Troy, and Westhoff, obviously retiring.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they said Frederick as well, but I never heard. Yeah.
Okay, we'll try and follow that one up. But
Joe Attlee, boys.
Yep.
Adelaide or North Melbourne, keeping in mind, I think his brother plays at North Melbourne, doesn't
Sean
he?
Does, yep.
Yeah, he does.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sean's a 200 gamer. Yep, okay.
North Melbourne, yeah.
I think he's another big-bodied midfielder. Yeah. Really hasn't had many chances. Pretty hard to get in front of Rockcliffe and Powell Pepper and Ebert, these types. So.
Yeah. Now, listen to this, David. The most valuable player club nominees. These are the guys each year that the Players Association, you vote on who's the best player of the year. Now, at the first instance, there are three players nominated from each club, and that's a player's vote within that club. For instance, this year, Adelaide has nominated Rory Laird, Riley O'Brien and Brody Smith.
Okay.
Probably about right.
We can't argue with that.
Port Adelaide players have nominated Travis Boak, Darcy Byrne-Jones and Charlie Dixon.
Spot on.
Not Tom Jonas. I thought he was a bit stiff.
Well, I think Boak's a standout.
Yeah.
Who's number two? Oh, Darcy Byrne-Jones had a good year. Yeah, yeah. Jonas would be certainly in the mix there. But
no, but he's not.
No, but you can't have four and a three.
But he can't win it.
No.
Because he hasn't been nominated.
Did you tell me, though, Dangerfield was not nominated by his club?
Now, the reigning MVP is Patrick Cripps. No, not in.
No.
Danger, as you've mentioned. And also Scott Pendlebury is not been nominated by Collingwood.
Who are the Collingwood boys?
I'll get back to you.
Maynard?
Yep.
Would have got in? Taylor Adams?
Yeah, and I think someone else. Yeah, I did look at it. Hang on. But I'm going to say to you, David, and this is one of my pet bugbears all the time, isn't it? Is half the players don't watch each other play. So now they're going to vote on all those players, and every second player we talk to, every second player, don't watch all games.
So it means.
So how can they vote?
Means nothing.
This ward, I'll say it for the last time, I don't care. It doesn't mean anything to me. And they think it's the most prestigious award. It's not. It's a guessing award. It's a media award. Players usually reading the media or looking what the media says. Why don't you go back to the media award that used to be?
Yeah, and that stopped in 2010 or something.
When
Dane
Swan won it.
Okay. Hello, Mark.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. Two part question. Anybody been watching the local Eagles?
Absolutely.
Lately?
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. That's what I call football. Speed, fast and quick. Just get it down there. Don't muck around. And you know, look at the scores they've been getting. High scores. I think some of the AFL sides should be copying the local Eagles. They're doing a great job. Secondly, Malcolm, those guys who got axed today from Port Adelaide, would you pick any of them to play in another team or that's it?
No, I wouldn't. Sorry. No, I think...
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, who would you go, Mark?
The chap from Geelong. He's got a bit of potential. You just need somebody to show him the way. That's all I can say.
Wiley Buzzer.
Yeah. I watched him at Geelong pretty closely for 2 or 3 years. He's a boy from Queensland, so, you know, I kept an eye on him, and he just couldn't crack it. And, you know, he had another look at Port Adelaide, and he couldn't crack it at Port Adelaide either. So I think it'd be Brave Football Club, particularly with the list coming down, to take him on again.
Maybe Joe Attlee.
Maybe.
But maybe not.
No, maybe not.
Maybe not. Hey, a poll for car sales. We love cars. Car sales, Australia's number one for cars. What's the poll today? Not a lot of thought in this one.
Oh, come on. This has taken Sam and myself hours to do today when we found time. Who wins tonight, North Melbourne or the Eagles? And currently, David, North Melbourne, would you believe, is 15%. What a great number for North Melbourne. And Eagles, 85%.
Yeah, 15-85, I think it should be about 95-5. Eagles need to win to get the home final, finish fifth. So I think they'll be hell-bent on winning tonight and should win. Just on North Melbourne, have they disappointed you? Reece Shaw got the gig, like, you know, how they give the interim coach and hasn't worked out. And there doesn't look to be a big future there.
No, but there's other interim coaches from last year. Did Teague work out?
No, he's trod water. Yeah. I would have thought, wouldn't you?
But I reckon their list is pretty average anyhow, don't you?
They didn't think that at the start of the year. They thought they were a chance to make the eight.
Wasn't that good of Michael Godden last night? I really admired him for saying he thought that the Crows would win eight games on all the adventures.
They did.
Because all the tension.
He admitted it.
All the tension with their ex-coach, ex-football boss and ex-senior assistant, and they haven't. So that's disappointing too.
Well, at least he didn't say, oh, no, we thought we'd only win two or three. No. He thought eight was fair.
Yeah, so do I.
You said 8-10, didn't you, start of the year?
I thought they would lose a little bit of ground, not as much as they have. Hey, listen, what about this also? Stephen Canelio, the captain of the GWS, dropped last week.
Yep.
Just seen the teams back in. Should never have been dropped.
No, I think it's embarrassing for Stephen. He's a better player than a lot of the guys that didn't get dropped. Adam Kennedy goes out and Himmelberg.
Now, Harry Himmelberg, you know his brother plays here.
Elliot.
Is Himmelberg on the out of there? Hasn't had a great year. Is he looking to move somewhere? Does he want to come to Adelaide, mate?
He's a handy player here, I think. Yeah. He's a big, big size.
Could he play at the back?
Yeah,
could
I
he
think
help
so.
Out at the
yeah,
back?
I think so.
Yeah.
Or even forward. They have the two boys up forward.
Yeah.
Two brothers. The all-new game-changing Kia Sorento has landed. Find out more at kia.com.au. Proud automotive part of the Sample. Toddy Gray, not far away. I reckon I've had three texts today. What's Toddy's tips? What's Toddy's tips? Well, we'll tell you on the other side. Money, money, money.
Sports Day here for we go. Kia. Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo SA. For energy from an Australian-owned company, switch to Lumo SA today. And OTR. Get a delicious crispy cream violet crumble donut at OTR.
Yeah, Bloody and World Sports Day SA GRSA tips with Toddy Gray. He had one winner, and the first one, the big odds one, got checked, as you often do, squeeze box in box five last week for Greyhound Racing SA's Golden Bone Tipping Comp, grsa.com.au. Gamble responsibly. We can welcome the man. Hi, Todd, how are you?
Boys, pretty excited as well tonight. We have not one, but two Group 3 races coming from Angle Park tonight. We've got the final of the Oaks and the Derby. So two pretty, well, we're going to see a lot of decent dogs going around tonight, the future of SA racing.
And last week, the special got up and won easily in the, I think the first one, did it got checked on the first turn?
He did. He wasn't supposed to be there to get checked, though, to be honest. But after he got that whack, yeah, he went right back to the rear of the field, managed to pass one in the straight. So he was feeling a little bit doom and gloom, but then the best bet came out, and he didn't just win, lads. He absolutely bolted in.
Oh.
It was a foot in the, I reckon, yep. Had a foot in the air. I think it even winked at the camera when it went past, lads.
Hey, Toddy, all right, best bet tonight, mate.
Well, lads, it's going to be a little bit tricky tonight because there's 10 races tonight with 8 odds on favourites. Not my cup of tea, but so I found one which is black figures, lads. That's race 7, number 1, Rushes. Now, we had a good result of this bloke about 3 weeks ago at about $8 or $9. He finds himself in a much easier race than what he won 3 weeks ago here. He's perfectly drawn in box 1. He's had it 4 times for 3 wins. There's no pace in this race. I think the 8 might be your leader, but if it doesn't lead, I think we will. And if we lost second to the 8, we should run it down. We've won over to 600 metres. He's just trying to get a beautiful sit early. He's very strong. He's your $2.20 favourite. Look, I reckon he's one of the few which should be odds on tonight.
Okay.
At $2.20, yeah, I reckon he gets the chocolate.
Toddy, how does he go? You said he raced against a better field last time when he won. Why is he down a grade?
Because he's had, unluckily enough, that night he was actually in a heat. That night he was in a heat of a main race.
Yep, gotcha.
So it kind of went with that. He wasn't. That's why I said he was in a very good race. And I said he's too good at odds to be double figures. They've got to have something on him or we'll regret it. So he was in a heat of a feature race, which he made the final of and went no good. So he didn't use up one of his grades there. So
yeah.
It was just kind of a non-penalty win. So he goes straight back to a grade 5. And, yeah, so he's just beautifully placed here. So he didn't waste the grade, in other words, when he won that heat.
Yeah, sure.
Now, we've got a bit of an opening for your next one. Race 10, number 7, Axel Footloose. Kick off your Sunday shoes. How's that, Toddy?
I like that a lot, and that's I think the trainer will as well, Kenneth Trowbridge. That's exactly what he named. There's a few in this litter, and they're all called something Footloose, and it's all because the mother was called Footloose Diva, and that was because Footloose Diva was after the movie. So yeah, very very well played there.
Blighty's a little bit loose at times. I wouldn't say Footloose, but certainly loose. Why do you like Axel Footloose?
Well, to be honest here, lads, he's actually very poorly drawn, but he's too good a dog to be these odds. The bloke's won $155,000 in prize money.
Wow.
He actually won a group race in a state. He's a group winner, but the reason we're getting such a good price is he's just awfully drawn. He is desperate to get to the rails, and there's a wide runner in box 5, which may be trouble for him. This favourite in 1's $1.70. It's drawn to get all the favours. If you race him outright, Axel would win this. He is a better dog than the favourite, but he's worse drawn, but he's too good a dog to be $4.60. If he can navigate that first turn and lob within 4 or 5 lengths of this one dog, I reckon he'll beat it. So your heart will be in your mouth at the first turn, and then after that, yeah, you'll know your fate early here.
We're hoping to come to the Adelaide Cup in 2 or 3 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
It is indeed. It's getting to the close. This is like this Adelaide Cup's like my Christmas, lads. I'm looking forward to it a lot. Hopefully we can get the result last year. It still hasn't sealed up that wound from last year. I went the early crow, 3 out 1 at a bit of odds, and it's led for 99.9% of the race, but not at the 0.01% what mattered, though.
Yeah, a great man, Toddy Gray there, race 7, number 1, Rushes, race 10, number 7, Axel Footloose. You can get into the tipping competition, free entry, 10 grand prize, grsa.com.au, gamble responsibly. Bloody, you've got our tips too for...
Yeah, and the poll has changed slightly. North Melbourne, who wins tonight? North Melbourne 13% now, and Eagles 87%.
Tips for Dometic Mobile Living Made Easy.
Okay,
take control of your outdoor ventures like never before with the Dometic CFX3.
No, well, North Melbourne versus the Eagles.
Eagles.
Okay. St Kilda versus Giants.
I think St Kilda.
Yep, same.
Giants just have let us down week in, week
out. Have. Essendon, Melbourne. What about these two teams?
I hate both of them, but I'm going Melbourne.
Oh, you're kidding. So am I.
Melbourne, a chance to make the 8. Yeah. A rough chance. Essendon, no chance.
Adelaide Crows versus Richmond.
Richmond.
Brisbane Lion versus Carlton.
Brisbane. I think Brisbane win that.
Gee, we've done everything the same.
We might not on the Monday night game yet, though.
No, okay. Hawthorn versus the Suns.
Oh, where's that played? Metricon or?
No, that is called Adelaide Oval.
I played here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough one. Who have you gone for?
I've gone for Hawthorn.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go Suns then, just to be different.
Sydney Swans versus the Cats.
Geelong.
Okay, same. Fremantle versus Western Bulldogs. The big game. Western Bulldogs win it. They're
Bulldogs,
in.
Yeah.
You same?
Yep.
And Collingwood versus Port Adelaide.
I'm Collingwood.
I'm going Port Adelaide.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
All that for Dometic and also Luma Energy SA, 100% Australian owned and 1,000% about you. You golfing tomorrow?
Hopefully.
Sam said 29 degrees tomorrow. I played in, you know, unbelievable winds. It was tornado, tsunami I played in. You're going to get the nice weather.
Well, hopefully, if it's a smidge of rain or cold, I won't. So you'll soon know if there's rain about or windy.
We're hearing a lot of rain about...
on Saturday.
Yes, Richmond.
We're going to footy.
I'll see you there. Yeah. I'll buy you a pass and a coffee. That's it for us. We'll see you on Monday between 6 and 7. Bye for now.
Bye, David.
For Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo SA. For energy from an Australian-owned company, switch to Lumo SA today. And OTR. Get a seed coffee, violet crumble mocha latte at OTR.